Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1. To the UK now, and Kemi Badenoch has been elected as the new leader of the Conservative Party. She's promised to reset the party's thinking and politics after a thumping defeat by Labour earlier this year. But who is she and what does she stand for? What kind of a leader will she be? Well, we can talk now to George Parker, political editor with the Financial Times. George, good afternoon and thank you for being with us. For the uninitiated, who is Kemi Badenoch and what's her background?
Well, Kemi Badenoch was born in Britain, but spent a lot of her childhood in Nigeria. She came back to the UK on her own to finish her studies. She worked in McDonald's. She was genuinely working class there, but she came from a very middle class family in Nigeria. And she said she was actually worse off when she was in Britain than when she was growing up in Nigeria. And then she worked her way up through the Conservative Party. She was most recently the business secretary. And she's, you know, a sparky, dynamic, very, very pugnacious politician. And I think that's one of the things that will come through when we see more of Kemi Badenoch, just how sort of combative she is, particularly in broadcast interviews.
And during the leadership contest, she deliberately didn't produce any detailed policies as such. She said she wanted the party to return to its core values. What was it that attracted voters within the party to her?
Well, I mean, what we know of her is that she's a small state conservative. She's also socially conservative and likes to take on what she calls woke issues. So she spends an awful lot of time talking about things like single-sex toilets and so on. She can be quite pragmatic. She's probably slightly less right-wing than her last opponent in the contest, Robert Jenrick. But I think the people who voted for her saw her as someone who they regarded as authentically conservative, who sort of raised herself up through hard work, and someone who can take the fight to the Labour Party. And, you know, and the Conservative Party is on its knees at the moment. It's got 120-odd MPs elected at the last election, its worst defeat in history. So I think they like the idea of someone who could actually go out and take the fight to Labour.
Is she a leader for the long term, or do you think the party sees her more as an interim leader?
Really good question. I think they see her as a sort of a leader for the long term. But recent British political history is littered with people who become leader of their party after a heavy defeat. And it normally takes a couple of changes of leader before you get to the point where you get to someone who can actually take the party back to power. So, yes, they see her as a long-term leader. But recent history suggests she'll be lucky to make it through to the next election.
George Parker, political editor with the Financial Times, thank you very much for speaking with us today.